From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's ruling party in the lead with 95% of the votes counted. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party is ahead in Sunday's parliamentary election.
Bugün kazanan vardır. O da milletimizdir.
The Prime Minister declared victory for his party. Four of the 16 parties on the ballot appear poised to win seats in the National Assembly, with the Justice and Development Party clinching a narrow majority. The pro-Kurdish HDP, which topped the required 10%, and two other opposition parties also earned seats in the Assembly. An aviation official said Sunday a Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt disintegrated in the air. The remarks come a day after the Metrojet flight disappeared from radar over the Sinai Peninsula with 224 people aboard. Nearly all of the passengers aboard the Metrojet charter flight were Russian tourists returning to St. Petersburg from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Three Ukrainians are also among the dead. Emergency crews have recovered at least 129 bodies in both the plane's black boxes, which record flight data and pilot communications. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Sunday with Uzbekistan's President Islam Karimov. The two held talks in the city of Samarkand on the fringes of a diplomatic gathering of his five Central Asian counterparts. The meetings are aimed at reassuring them of American engagement in the region. A U.S. State Department spokesman says Kerry and Karimov discussed global issues of shared concern, including combating violent extremism, as well as regional security and stability. This is VOA News.